Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the MTA said it was going to put more fare checkers on buses and at bus stops to make sure people are paying to ride. And word is today's the day that's going to happen. Our Glenn Chuck is in Midtown and joins us live.
Yeah, it looks like we have these developments here. The MTA has been saying these onboard inspectors will be asking fare evaders to either pay up, get off the bus, or face a summons of up to $100. And now Gothamist is reporting that the MTA and the NYPD had a meeting yesterday to plan out exactly where they're going to do this. Routes they are deeming to be the most egregious hot spots. So we'll be following this morning to see how this plays out. Of course, we've had plenty of warning about this. The New York City Transit Interim President, Demetrius Critchlow.
Individuals are literally evading a $2.90 fare that are going to plays, that are going out to dinner, that are going to work.
Now, we also spoke with Ray Sarney. He's a former NYPD detective, now an adjunct professor at John Jay.
Maybe there has to be an MTA way in which you can't access the bus at all unless the Omni card is passed through or the Metro card, or whatever way they could do before they get on to the
So bus. Indeed, a story that we will be following this morning throughout the day. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Midtown.
Corporation Council is one of only a handful of positions that requires approval from the New York City Council. Well, the mayor's pick is not necessarily a shoo-in.
City Council members grilling Randy Mastro, Mayor Adams' candidate for the city's lawyer-in-chief.
He's a great New Yorker. Great attorney, and I think we would all be proud to have him represent the city of New York.
The mayor says his chief counsel helped him prep for the questioning, Lisa Zornberg speaking in support.
Every single editorial board that I'm aware of that has opined in his favor.
Many council members have pushed back on some of his representations as a private attorney and his activities as deputy mayor in the Giuliani administration. The council has voted to override the mayor's vetoes relating to police stops and restrictive confinement. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, just when we were getting used to cooler temps, a brief spike in the mercury, Joe.
Hello, one-day surge of heat is on tap for the tri-state today as temperatures jump to a high of 93 this afternoon in advance of a cold front. When you combine it with high humidity, it's going to drive AccuWeather real field temperatures toward 100 this afternoon. With that front moving through in the afternoon and early tonight, expect a thunderstorm or two, any of which can produce gusty winds, hail, and downpours. Temperatures tomorrow and Friday will stay in the 70s with much lower humidity. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. We'll have a complete look at the four-day forecasts in less than 10 minutes on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The word from Mayor Adams, we're not there yet. He was talking about a full cell phone ban in city schools, but that does not mean there won't be some rules.
Mayor Adams says he's still working with the school's chancellor on how, when, if students will have access to their phones in schools. Speaking with reporters in the Blue Room.
Our desire is that we should not have any distractions in our schools. And the number one distraction, not only to students, but even as I look around the room, some of you are deep in your phones. We are hooked on our phones.
He says there's big debate and controversy regarding a full ban.
We've been doing a lot of reviews. What are the best practices? How could it be done?
He says he wants a policy in place that he doesn't have to walk back. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The funeral is today for New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell, who died last Wednesday at the age of 87. It'll be held at Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Paterson, the city where he lived his entire life. In lieu of flowers, the family is asking that any donations be made to the Brain Injury Alliance of New Jersey, Eva's Village in Paterson, or the Kessler Foundation. Pascrell was seeking re-election this November, and so Democrats from his district are scheduled to gather tomorrow to choose who will replace him on the ballot. State Senator Nellie Poe has reportedly emerged as the likely frontrunner. Demands from some Long Island officials that the Defense Department reopen the commissary at Mitchell Field on Long Island. Congressman Anthony D'Esposito telling us why.
What's happening now is local Long Island veterans are forced to travel to Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn to utilize the commissary services.
Commissaries serve as discount supermarkets for veterans and retired military personnel, many of whom, D'Esposito notes, are on fixed incomes. He says he has reached out to the DOD, but neither he nor County Executive Bruce Blakeman has heard back. Well, today they will both take part in a rally at the facility in Garden City.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.